Easy like a sudden. No? Okay. Well, no one has sued us yet, and we're debating whether or not we can use that song. Right, Grace?
But
Okay.
why do we want to when it's not Sunday?
I mean, maybe people are taking it easy. It's
All right.
Thursday, rolling into the weekend
Yeah.
early.
By the way, this is Megan Segura.
And this is Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, the official Bravo podcast.
Sorry.
Nope, yep.
Grace and I earlier were talking about a hashtag that I want to implement. We were talking about Bravo celebrities, and she was like, "Oh, the blebs." And I was like, "The blebs?" And she was like, "Bravo celebrities, blebs." And I was like, "That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Hashtag blebs."
Yes, if you guys see any Bravo lebs out, take a photo, hashtag it blebs.
If there's a story that we're missing, please hashtag Bravo Daily Dish, hashtag blebs.
Well, can I bring up something then?
Yes,
Okay,
please.
because at Corinne Saliba, I hope I'm saying your name right, she tweeted us this photo
Ugh.
from Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, which we would have missed
Well, yeah.
without your keen eye, Corinne.
So she pointed out to us that Stassi posted this photo. It's Stassi, Lala, and Katie.
Looking like best of friends.
Who's missing? And Sheena.
I know. I mean, Sheena's always.
And Ariana, obviously.
Right,
But
right.
Sheena was kind of in the group. Maybe
Yeah.
she's not anymore. And what I loved is the caption that Stassi put is, "Tequila is an upper, just FYI." That is from RHOC.
Oh my God, is it?
Shannon, that's the whole reason in Ireland. She was like, "I wasn't tricking Kelly into drinking.
He
Tequila's
was
an
an
upper.
upper.
We were all really tired. Tequila's an upper. Tequila's an upper." Now, she probably wasn't referencing OC, but I made the connection.
Right, it's a great connection. I'm really happy you made it for me. And which we also learned this week on The Real Housewives of New York. If anything is an upper,
Yes.
it is tequila.
No kidding. So we'll be talking about Real Housewives of New York and all that tequila madness, Shaws of Sunset, Below Deck Mediterranean. And we're going to talk about OC, but it's important you guys know part two of the Kelly interview is in this episode.
God came down and said you had to be a late in life lesbian with one housewife. Who would it be?
And we talked to Vicky. We called her.
She was on the way to sell insurance, of course.
Yeah, she's on her way into the Coto office. And she answered maybe one of the toughest questions I think I could have given her. We could have given her. Who would she rather be on a desert island with, Simon Barney or Shannon Bedore?
So I'd probably choose Simon. I don't know. That's a silly question.
Look
Shannon
out for
Bedore.
that. So we were talking,
Yes.
and we realized that we are doing the same on-brand workout routine.
Yes. So I just this past Monday started to tone it up.
Tone
Tone
it
it
up.
up. That's not the official song, I don't think, but now it is. I obviously had heard of Tone It Up because the show that we
Right.
had on Bravo
Yeah.
with
Katrina and Katarina.
Karina?
Karina and Katrina.
Right. But at the time, I was like 25. I had a really fast metabolism. I didn't have to worry. So
5 years later.
5 years later, and all of a sudden, I'm a tone it up girl.
Yeah, I watched when it was on Bravo. I wasn't yet working for Bravo. And I didn't even watch it so much for like what was happening in the show. It was good fitspiration because the two girls are just in such amazing shape that it made me want to work out. So I think I started like kind of off and on doing it. And then like a couple months ago, I started really getting back into it.
So when you say you do it, what does that entail? Because I'm new to it, so I don't
Right.
even know the full. I'm still learning what a booty call is.
Right. Okay, so you're constantly hitting all the
All the
different body
parts,
parts.
right.
Yeah.
I have not been doing it every day, so I've been trying to be like, well, what did I do 2 days
Right.
ago? Because I thought I was getting sick because our producer Grace has a mystery virus that nobody knows what it is.
She thought it was mono, which scared the crap out of me. Even though we don't make out usually, it's still like, I don't know. We're so in such close quarters all the time recording.
Who knows what she does to these microphones when we're not around. So I was like, I did it on Monday, and then Tuesday I was like, great, I just started this thing and now I'm sick. I'm not gonna be able to do it. But I think it was that my body was just so tired doing it the first day.
Oh yeah, it's really good.
They had me use a balance ball. Is that what you call them? I've never used that before, but holy crap, it like my stomach hurts. I mean, I've worked out since then, so maybe that's why. Because again, I use them and like it's so good.
Yeah. So on the days that they're like 30 minutes of cardio, I don't like running or anything. So I do Amanda Klutz. She has a dance video. It's very good.
What do you dance to?
I just use whatever music they're playing. Or actually, this is weird. But I like to watch TV in the mornings, as you know. So I'll just sort of mute it and do it as I'm watching a show.
Oh.
Like right now I'm watching Real Housewives of Miami. So first time.
What a great way to start the day.
I know. I feel good.
Mama Elsa. But yeah, so I guess we can update you on our toning journey.
Oh, but Grace then told us about her new diet.
Which to me doesn't sound great.
Okay, so it's the keto diet, which a lot of people do practice. I hear that term all the time, but I didn't really know what it was. Okay, she has to eat, I wrote it down, 75% of what she eats has to be fat.
Fat.
20% protein.
Right.
5% carbs. But yeah, so Grace, so, keep us.
Yeah, keep we're us all updated. Again, I think we should go with, we're going to check in again throughout, but at by season 12's end, I'll look like Karina.
Right. You know, I feel like our hashtag Bravo Daily Dish is already getting like a lot of feedback, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can we start our own just like community of fitness?
Oh, of fit, but instead of fitness, of
both.
Oh.
Let's talk about Bravo and the weird diets we're doing.
So this is a brand new podcast.
So hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. But before we get into the shows, we have Jocelyn Vina, senior editor of Bravo's Daily Dish, here to tell us some of the latest breaking news about our Bravo Lebs.
Breaking news, right off, hot off the presses. Ready for it?
Yes.
Brandi Glanville and Joanna Krupa have settled the infamous lawsuit.
What?
Oh my God!
The lawsuit.
The one about Joanna's vagine, right?
Her intimate area of her body.
Her sin box.
Her sin box.
Her sin box.
For those of you who don't know, this goes way back. The year
2013. Watch What Happens Live.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is a 4-year feud.
Brandi made an allegation on Watch What Happens Live
that about Joanna and Muhammad Hadid and Yolanda and Joanna's lady parts.
Right,
and it's spiraled out of control.
Part one of the Miami reunion, bombs were dropped like panties at a Nelly concert. Here's what. Normally, the housewives keep their drama within their respective zip codes. That changed when Adriana accused Joanna Krupa of being involved in Beverly Hills housewife Yolanda's divorce. Take a look.
Oh, boy. What's that rumor that, you know, you broke Yolanda's foster marriage with Muhammad? I talked to Brandi in New York at an event we were doing, and Brandi came to me and said, Yolanda confided in me that indeed she was the woman that broke her marriage.
No.
That she's a homewrecker.
Wait, I never had anything with Muhammad.
Alexa was there when Brandi was saying that. You were there.
No, she did say it.
Brandi, you are here now.
Yes, I am.
Tell us what you know.
Joanna had sex with Muhammad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what busted up the marriage?
I mean, it was one of many affairs. It's not the exact situation, but Muhammad and Yolanda are great now. It's just that when I was with Yolanda at a party and Joanna started to walk up to us, we had to go.
Oh, get this. Joanna. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, Joanna. Okay. Joanna Krupa sent a tweet about you.
Okay.
Okay.
I bring
and she
it.
Said, no wonder her husband left her.
Oh,
okay.
Boo. Well, Muhammad did tell me that her pussy smelled.
And a bomb has exploded.
Yeah, Joanna sued her, and it's been ongoing. And what's weird is that Roman, who Joanna has filed for divorce from,
they're not together anymore.
And yeah, he gave a testimony a couple days ago that, like, she smells amazing in every way possible.
Yeah.
And so then today, I guess,
they settled nobody knows what the settlement is, but a part of the settlement is that Brandy did have to apologize publicly.
What was the statement?
I will read you the statement.
That was part of the settlement, yes. A public apology.
That's actually well, from what I've seen from The Good Wife, it's very common in settlements.
That's actually common in TV lawsuits.
Where I get all my legal matters is The Good Wife.
That's never happened on SVU.
So to quote Brandy Glanville in a statement to TMZ, where all statements should go regarding lawsuits. I want to apologize to Joanna Krupa for the statements I have made about her. I regret ever making such statements about Joanna Krupa. I also certainly never intended my statements to be taken so seriously and out of proportion. I apologize as I never wanted my statements to affect Joanna Krupa's reputation, and I wish her nothing but continued success in life.
Even legally, it's a housewife's apology.
Right.
It's like I'm sorry, I never meant to hurt your feelings. Oh my God. That's amazing.
I have to say, on a personal note, this really, like, affects me because I have always loved.
No, not in that way.
Jocelyn is incredulous.
I have always loved Brandy, and I was so upset when she left Beverly Hills. And now I have just started watching Real Housewives of Miami. I'd never watched it before, so I've been like binging it every single day, and now I feel like I really know Joanna. So I've had these two friends in my mind fighting.
Yeah,
so I'm glad it's come to an end.
That happens. Yeah. No, I'm happy that you guys can maybe all get lunch someday now and really be in a better place.
But this is huge.
This is big. Yeah, because it was cross franchise. Yeah. It was
what, like, a time.
What a time to be alive. speaking of a time to be alive, I guess people on the internet sort of believe that Gigi Hadid was pregnant.
Wait, right. What? I think I saw that, but how did that get started?
So it was this weird thread on Instagram that it looked like Yolanda had commented, "I will be a proud grandma in 8 months. Life is a blessing."
But why Gigi? There's so many Hadids.
Well, then somebody on Twitter was like, "Oh, hey, Yolanda, seeing this," and they'd mentioned something about Gigi, and then she responded with, "No, of course not. If my daughter was pregnant, she would be the one to announce it." So there's no, like, beautiful Malik Hadid baby growing right now.
But now I'm not sure. Sure, why would she post that?
It wasn't her.
It was like a fake account.
I was like, no, I think this is real.
If it was real, she probably would have put hashtag proud mommy.
Yeah, I was just about to say
that. That's how you always can decode if it's really Yolanda.
Right.
Or not.
Yeah. We would get a new hashtag, proud grandmommy.
Right.
I think is what would happen.
Yeah. So.
And
Not yet.
I actually don't think Yolanda would be that happy. She'd be like, "You're ruining your career."
Yeah, no, I mean, she's only like 20.
Right.
I just remember when she was on that shoot with Gigi and she was like, "Aren't you glad you just eat lettuce now?" Wasn't it worth it? Which, I mean, look at where she is now.
Yeah, it was worth it.
No, it was totally worth it. So yeah. So no more, no babies yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
But they will be beautiful when they come out.
So beautiful. But more sort of medical stuff.
Mm.
Cash and Brielle were just in the hospital.
Cash and Brielle? I knew about Cash, but I didn't know about Brielle.
In the hospital again?
Yeah, this week they were just in for tonsil and adenoid removal.
What is an adenoid?
It's something to do with the tonsils. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got my tonsils removed, but they kept my adenoids.
It's like, But it's unclear which one got the tonsils out and which one got the adenoids out. Or
both.
If it's like a dual, like, kind of, they got like some kind of break from the hospital. I don't know, but she showed them both in the recovery room together.
I got my tonsils out and it was terrible and I wouldn't have done, I wouldn't do it again.
Oh, if, why?
Because it was like 3 weeks of bed rest. I couldn't talk. The pain was so bad. I had to take liquid,
Vicodin. What if you did it with your sibling and that'd be so cute?
I mean, sure. If it was cute, then yes, of course. No, it was so painful and yeah, it was awful.
Did you lose weight?
Probably.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was 23.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say if she's like, she was 10, so it was very important to her to be on that tonsillitis diet. Yeah.
We're getting off the rails here. Sorry.
Get us back on the track, yeah, Jocelyn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if this will get us back on track, but Luann and Tom promise us they are still on track. More. There's more speculation about their marriage.
Wait, why?
What happened? What is the speculation and what did she say?
Okay, so last weekend, Luann and Tom, they were in the Hamptons. They were, you know, as they do, as the D'Agostinos do, they were hanging out in the Hamptons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he kind of met up with other friends on his own.
Tom?
Yeah. And Page Six reported that he was seen hanging with a blonde woman.
Tom is a blonde with him.
But, like, also, is he not allowed to, like, just be around women?
And they both gave statements to Page Six. They're saying there's no story to it. He was just there hanging out with people.
I think if I were them, I would just kind of take a month and just hang out at home. You know,
right. Like with all the Alps, yeah. Or right. Whatever they do.
Right.
And maybe in the Alps the rules are different.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happens in the Alps, but right. I think maybe the rules, Europe.
Yeah, right? No disrespect to the Alps.
Isn't
yeah.
there like a rule about area codes? Outside of my area code is fine.
Right, but what if your spouse is in that area code yes. with
oh,
you?
Oh, right.
Okay,
same area.
Okay, okay. It doesn't matter if it's just different from the one that you reside in.
Yeah. Also.
It's just weird because it's like a few weeks after they also denied that their marriage is in trouble. So
right, and that she denied on Watch What Happens Live that she slapped him. Yeah. She said they just have a passionate relationship and she grabbed his face.
Lovingly, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Grabbed his face.
Much like Peggy and Megan next week on OC.
Oh, right.
Maybe she had seen, like, some kind of preview for that.
Yeah. That was it.
She was inspired.
It. Yeah.
Well, that was amazing. Thank you for filling us in on everything our Bravolabs are up to this week. You all at home can find those links in the description to all those articles to get all of the details.
And come back soon. Keep us abreast.
Yes.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
Go to the Daily Dish. I promise.
Oh, dang. Right. So this week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, we start off with Kelly talking to her husband.
Yeah.
About Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes.
I think she's got Stockholm Syndrome with Tamara.
Stockholm Syndrome would mean that Tamara's got her locked
yes.
up.
Mentally, she's got her locked up.
And she got it right. I mean, there was no tripping up of the terms or what it meant. So
right.
good on you, Kelly.
She didn't say she's the puppet and they're all the masters right. this time. She said puppet master. So, like, good on you, Kelly.
Do you agree that Tamara's holding Shannon
hostage?
Hostage. Emotionally.
I thought it was an interesting theory because I didn't even think about Tamara's influence on Shannon. But that makes sense. I don't feel like Tamara and Vicky are in a good place. I don't think Shannon and Vicky are obviously in a good place. But Tamara has all of this history with Vicky. So if you're, like, really good friends with someone and you both hate someone and you have, like, a huge list of reasons why you hate them, that's going to influence the other person.
Right. But see, I thought maybe, if anything, the other way around. Because, you know, calling Eddie gay is one thing, but what she supposedly said about David is a whole other thing. So I can see how Tamara, who has in many other past instances forgiven
Vicky.
Maybe it's Shannon that's, like, keeping her in that.
Interesting.
But who knows?
Somebody's a hostage.
Right. Because they can't just be, like, women with their own opinions and thoughts.
But, yeah, I just thought that was an interesting theory that I hadn't thought of. We both wrote this down in our notes. Lydia's brother is real cute.
Really cute. And, like, I don't know why it surprised me so much. Maybe because I saw her in drag and was like, oh, when we talked about it, like, she doesn't make a great-looking guy.
I didn't realize her parents were even together because we only ever met her mom.
That's what I wrote down, too, because
when we first met her a few seasons back, she only talked about her mom, never her dad.
Right. So I assumed, that they were not together.
But now I'm like, I guess I was even more pleased that she is still married to this guy who's so different from her.
Right.
Because he's like this really successful businessman, really straight-laced, and Judy is just, you know,
she wears crowns just because she wants to.
Just because she wants
to. While she's cooking.
So that I thought was really sweet, and I don't know, it was nice. That party was so amazing.
OTT. Over the top.
Totally. And I like that Lydia's maiden name is Sterling and her son's name is Sterling.
I really, really like that too.
And guys, don't steal this, but that's what I want to name my son or daughter.
I know. I really hope you have a girl.
Sterling Segura.
Well, what if you have a boy and then a girl? Is it like Sterling no matter what first? Or are you going to like hold it out for a girl?
Maybe I would have to see the face and see if it fits.
Okay. You're not going to be like just pushing and be like, Sterling, come out. Get out of there. Good to know. Good to know.
If I could pivot. One thing that stuck out to me that I felt was very glossed over is that Kelly texted Megan at one point when they weren't shooting the show and was like, oh, well, Jim cheats on you.
What? I know. I was like, oh, we're just going to like casually be okay with this and then give baby clothes and nobody cares.
Right. I couldn't believe Megan's like over it.
I know. I don't know if she said this or if it's, like, maybe a sense that I get, but I feel like when you are married to a sports star, you're going to hear stuff like this all the time.
Right.
And also, I think maybe she's like, maybe Kelly's just trying to hurt me. I'm not going to take it seriously.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would take it personally.
Right, but it reminded me, last year, Karen Huger of Potomac came in the office, and she was like, if you're not getting along with someone, sometimes you have to just put friends on timeout. And not see them for a few months.
Right.
And then be like, okay, well, you're out of time out now. I'm okay. I can see you now.
Right.
And I was like, that's what Megan did.
Yeah.
But speaking of Kelly, to pivot again, once again, we have rejuvenation. Which I was like, that didn't seem so bad.
No, it doesn't seem bad, but I was also like, I would not want to be in the room while someone else has it done.
When she was like, oh, there's going to be smoke, I have to put on the smoke inhalator or something, whatever she said. I was like, what? That much is happening in there?
I know. No, it didn't seem good.
No, it didn't seem fun. But it also was like, Kelly was fine. So I was like, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
So marking it in my...
Right, like, depending on how big my baby Sterling will be, like, maybe I will have to get it done.
More than once.
Right.
Sterling 1, Sterling 2. It could be like George Foreman. But moving on, there's so much more to talk about.
Okay, so as we said, we talked to Vicky.
Yes.
One way to frame this interview is that it kind of happened right after Tamara was on Watch What Happens Live, and she was responding to what Vicky said on the show, which was, oh, there's no one in the parking lot at Tamara's gym. And Tamara on Watch What Happens Live was like, well,
I mean, clearly Vicky hasn't been in the parking lot of the gym in a long time, so she wouldn't know if it was full or not. So
yeah, she was, I think, maybe just a little bit, you know,
Not happy, understandably.
Comment.
Right, right.
But yeah, so we talked to her about this season. Hey everyone, we are on the phone right now with Vicky Gumvelson, the OCOG. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So we just recently rewatched episode 1, the very first Housewives episode ever. Did you have any idea it was going to be what it is?
No, I had no idea. Actually, I just met with one of the executives from Bravo and I said, you know, how much longer do you think the Housewife franchise has? And she said, if you would have asked me season 2, season 12, we would have said no. So I think the biggest thing is, as long as the viewers want to watch and engage in our lives, then we'll be on. But no, I had no idea.
What do you think is the biggest change between that first season and now in season 12?
Well, I think season 1 to season 12 is drastically different. I personally decided to do, a documentary of my life in Coder de Casa to really show the viewers, which we never thought was going to be exposed as much as it was, that you can have it all. You can work, you can raise a family, you can have a little bit of conflict with your kids and your husband, but it right now the conflict and the destruction has gone to a whole new level. And so that's not when I started the franchise. That was not my intention. So that for me is something that it's not been easy.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's been so much that's gone on in the past 11 years. If we were to show you in 2006 what happened over this past 12 seasons, how do you think you would have still done the show? Would you have signed up?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, I was quote unquote happily married in 2006 and got divorced in 2013. That was a very, when I look back, that was very sad. I think the demise of my marriage had a lot to do with me being busy, not focused on my marriage, and, you know, really, you know, just neglected my marriage. And so would I have done my show if I knew I was going to get divorced? No. But maybe the divorce would have happened anyway. But I think the experiences of doing the show, the building of my business has been a benefit, a great benefit. So, you know, how do you know what could have, would have, should have been? But I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed filming with new cast members. I've enjoyed the experience with Bravo, and you know, they're kind of my family now. And it's been a good ride. It really has been. It's been fun.
Good. Well, I'm gonna consider us family now, Vicky, just so you know.
I know we are family. Dysfunctional one, but we are, right?
I think one of the reasons everyone loves this show so much is each season sort of ends in this crazy dramatic way. Like, it's definitely been happening for at least the last 5 seasons. For you, is there ever a question of whether you would do the show again next season, or are you like, you know, no, I'm doing this show every single season?
Well, you know, I've said to Shannon last year, if you don't like me, then get off my show, because she said that she doesn't quote unquote like me. Well, she came on to a show that was already well established, and she knew my role and she knew my space in creating this franchise as an original cast member. So I don't intend on these final days of filming each season for them to be so dramatic. I mean, last year when we were in Ireland heading to the airport, it was 3 a.m. There were no cameras up, and then the cell phones got out and then recorded Tamara unleashing on me. So yeah, I just sat there and cried, because I just thought, this can't be happening. We had a great time in Iceland, and this season you're going to see not as much drama towards the end, but you will see some interesting moments on our group trip. But regarding doing it, you know, I kind of said, Tamara and I at one time said we'll be in walkers and saying, do we still look bitchin'? Do we need more plastic surgery? I mean, it's a joke between us, but who knows, right? I enjoy it. I don't plan on quitting. Every year I've got a new reality, because my life is always changing, just like everybody else's. And so I think the viewers are always love to hate me, hate to love me, and, you know, all that good stuff. But there's a lot going on in my life, and I don't think I'm ready to just hang up my hat.
Right. You used to joke about hazing the new housewives, which I always found so funny. Did you get a chance to haze Peggy?
No, I didn't, actually. And if you go back to Shannon, I embraced Shannon coming on. I definitely saw myself doing that, and I thought, that's mean. That's not nice. These girls are coming into a established franchise, and why would you try to make them feel bad? So I've been embracing and hugging the new girls coming on, because without new blood and new cast, our show might just linger off. We've got to have new blood and new cast coming in and keep the established ones on. But I thought, you know what, well, I was going to miss Heather, but the reality is we haven't talked since she exited. So you end up becoming really close friends, like a sorority. But then I do think it's good to bring in new good to be good to them.
Okay, we always, you know, okay, some people have a Sophie's Choice. We do a Sophie Stanberry Choice because she's one of our ladies of London. you have to take one of these people to a desert island, and it's just going to be the two of you. Would it be Shannon Bedore or Simon Barney?
I don't know Simon very well, and Shannon and I are not on good terms. So I'd probably choose Simon. I don't know. That's a silly question.
Okay.
I don't know Simon very well. I only filmed with Simon a few years, and you know, maybe Shannon, maybe she would realize that I'm not this devil that she thinks I am. So I'm going to pick Shannon.
Okay.
We'll whoop it up together.
What can you tell us about the upcoming trip to Iceland? We're so excited to see it.
Well, I was actually quite shocked at Iceland. I had heard it was very green and very beautiful, but the places we went were very cold and it was black rock. And it was not what I had pictured, but it was 4 days. We were in and out, and I think it was good. I think it was a good trip. It ended kind of weird, as it always does. So the viewers will enjoy seeing the chaos that happens when you get seven girls together.
No kidding.
Right.
but it was good. I think I did this. I checked it off my bucket list. I won't be going back to Iceland. Let's just say this.
I love it. Did you know that Ryan was going to be tweeting in the other night to watch what happens to say that he's ready to, like, move on?
Yeah. Well, he's been ready to move on. That was 4 years ago, and there was a lot that the viewers didn't see about Lydia and him, and he had been asking her to take her dirty shoes off for a very long time, and then when she came in and, you know, put him on my brand-new couch, that was about it for him. So he actually patted Andy when we were sitting there, and I did not know he wouldn't be doing that, but Ryan's a great guy. He's a Marine, and you don't cross a Marine. I mean, ask any Marine. So no, I didn't, but I think he's very, I think he's ready to move on. It's been 4 years since he saw Lydia's mom, and you know, he's matured and things are different now. So he's a good guy. I love Ryan.
And then, speaking of Lydia, how was her return? Were you happy to see her back?
I was very happy to see Lydia back. You know why? It's because Lydia is a Christian, a true Christian, and she wants peace, and she wants people happy. And I thought, you know, what better bridge to get this chaos with this Tamara and Shannon mended, because they have truly gone on an attack on me, I guess is the right word, for years, you know. Tamara's been against me for 4 years while I was dating my ex-boyfriend, and it was unfounded and it was wrong. And I was happy for Lydia to come on and hopes to mend those broken bridges, because the truth is, I want the very best for them. So I just wish they would want the very best for me. And Lydia, I think you're going to see this season trying to fix that.
Yeah, because she must remember you guys all together, you know? Like, she mentions that trip in Mexico, like, which is one of my favorite Housewife moments ever.
So much fun. So much fun. And Tamara and I are so fun together when she's nice. Right. So.
All right. Well, I know you have to get to Coda de Casa and
yes. Well, I'm actually headed to my office right now. Yeah, I've got a 10:30 client sitting in my office, and I'm still on the freeway, so I'm hauling out. As usual.
Well, we can't wait to see the renovation of the office play out this season.
Oh, yeah. I moved offices, brand new building. So it wasn't only a renovation. It was an actual move.
Right.
So I'm franchising my business, and I've got a partner, and things are going fabulous. It's just a lot of work. Lot of work, but that's okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, and congrats.
You're welcome, ladies.
Vicky, thank you for taking the time in your very busy Coda insurance schedule to talk to us on the go. You did not hold back, and we love it.
Yeah. One of the highlights, I will say, from talking to Vicky is, I don't know if we were her first podcast interview ever, but she was like, how many people listen to you? I mean, who listens to podcasts? I work all day. And I was like, oh my God, this is just so Vicky.
Right. It was just like, I've always just wanted Vicky to tell me that she works.
Right.
And it happened. Like, thank you, Vicky.
Right.
And please come back on. We'd love to have you.
Oh, but so maybe tweet Vicky. Let her know that you listen to her.
Right.
Yeah. Hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Hashtag Blubs.
Yeah.
But that's not the only OC interview we have. We have part two of the Kelly interview where we talk about everything else aside from Quiet Woman. And reminder, Heather McDonald was in the room.
And Shannon Bedore, kind of.
Kind of. Hi, guys. We're here with Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of Orange County. And fun fact, Heather McDonald is in the room with her.
Yes, I happen to be in New York this week doing shows and things. So I called Kelly because she's on Watch What Happens Live on Monday night.
So I forced her to come with me today.
Yeah.
To be my sidekick.
Yeah, so I'm just hanging out, having fun.
I didn't want to be alone.
We're feeling slightly self-conscious because, Heather, you have a great podcast, Juicy Scoop Podcast. So don't judge us too hard.
No, yeah. I love doing the podcast. Kelly's was on it last year. She'll have to come back again. And, yeah, it's I love doing it. I love the response I get from it, so... It's Juicy Scoop all the way around. So.
Totally Juicy Scoop.
Yeah.
And she's really great on the improv. She always gets me free tickets. So.
Yeah. Oh. And I do stand up too. So, yeah.
Well, what do you think of Kelly's jokes?
Kelly's funny. sometimes she does lines that are a little corny, but she was pretty funny in the last thing I just saw you do when you talked about your mom.
Yeah.
And she was saying, tell what you're saying about your mom, that you're just like, you wanted her to go out a lot. And
well, my mom is just a hermit, you know. So I feel like she's depressed. I made her go to the senior center. And, you know, I'm like showing her all the hot old men that are there. And I'm like, look, mom, they have raising us. They're not really interested in banging. So, like, why don't you make a friend? She's like, I don't want to. And I'm like, okay, then find a woman. Find anybody. Do anything.
I love late in life lesbians. They're one of my favorite kinds.
Yeah.
And I say, why not? You know, why?
Jay-Z's mom did it. It's very in right now.
I didn't know. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Jay-Z's mom did do it.
Oh, she's tipped her toe in the lady pond?
She came out on his new album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think for lesbians more than gay guys, it's like, some of it is, you know, I was a secret lesbian my whole life. And then sometimes it's just like, there just isn't that much to choose from. And I'd just rather hang out with, like, a fun girlfriend on a road trip than some crotchety old fart that's, like, barking at you.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get it. Like, I don't want to go down on a woman later in life, but I...
Yeah, all dried up and crusty.
Yeah, but I'd like a fun, like, girlfriend roommate.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be fun.
Waist up lesbian.
Yeah, like a golden girl situation.
Totally. Yes. Why not?
Yeah. Go to Florida and, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have orgies and stuff in those little homes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the STD rate is, like, much higher than anywhere else.
The STD rate, yeah. God, those people get around like a record. Jeez.
If God came down, as if he's coming down to say this, but if God came down and said you had to be a late-in-life lesbian with one housewife, who would it be? In OC, and then you can also choose from the franchise.
Oh, it would totally be Tamara.
Oh,
yeah. Totally Tamara, because she keeps it tight and right.
Yes.
Yeah, she's keeping it up.
Yeah.
All the way around.
But what if she makes you get up at 5 a.m. and do squats and shit with her?
She'd have to squat on my face. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
Okay, now who else in all the other franchises? You have to choose one other person. And none of the foreign countries, because I don't watch those. I don't like people with accents.
Like the old ones or new ones?
Anything. Beverly, anywhere.
I think Brandy Glanville's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you better not have a smelly pussy. Yeah, you know how she feels about that. Yeah,
about Joanna Krupa.
That's my favorite court case of all time.
Yeah, I have to say, she's drop dead
gorgeous. Oh, yes, she is.
Oh,
she is, like, probably the prettiest housewife of all time.
All right, so we've done vaginas, lesbians. Okay, let's move on to some housewife questions. All right, so you're season two now.
Yes.
How's it different from season one?
It's just a lot more, Heather's gone. HD's gone.
Did you have anything to do with that?
I think that's why it's lighter and fun and crazy, you know? I mean, we are so immature together, me, Shannon, and Tamara, and Vicky, you know? And then we have, you know, Heather that's the disciplinarian mom / whatever, like Mussolini type, you know, it's like got rid of her and it's fun now.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember at last season's reunion, Andy called you the most polarizing housewife in Bravo's history.
Yeah, like I took that as a, I like that, you know?
Yes. Right.
And everyone's like, on Twitter,
he was not saying being nice to you.
I'm like, you know what? You want people to love to hate you. You want
either way they're like, watching you. Well, isn't the definition of polarizing like strong, just strong feelings right. either way, like mm-hmm. positive and negative, which I think you got both.
Right.
So I think that was a fair assessment. I don't necessarily think it's a negative
Why
thing.
Why most polarizing? Where did they get that data? Like, yeah. how do they get that data?
but so do you feel like this season you're going to get the haters on your side or you're going to get the people that love you being like...
You know, I realize that being on this show, like, you could, like, murder somebody right in front of the camera, and some people would say, you didn't do it. And then some other people would say, they did do it. You know what I mean? It's the weirdest phenomenon. Like, you people see things differently. Like, for instance, Lydia, people are like, she's a stirring the pot, she's a shit stirrer. And then you have, you know, people feeling sorry for Shannon. So you always have... half and half. You always have some people on your side and then you have haters. And it's for everybody.
Well, it's like when I posted a picture of the two of us yesterday, you know, some people were like, how could you be with Kelly yeah. when you, I thought you were good friends with Shannon? And I'm like, until Bravo's paying me to be on the show, I can be friends whoever I want with. You know, but like, I love that these fans like get involved. Like, why can't you just let me like enjoy the show and enjoy the people that are on it? Like, I'm not at the quiet woman. I wasn't there. I'm watching it just like everybody else. So like, don't, you know.
Don't be a hater.
But that's what makes the show great is that people feel it strongly about it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they have such... like emotions. It's a TV show, for God's sake.
Right.
Like, who goes on there to like bash you? Like, I'll get like some whacked out women that will go on every one of my pictures and go freaking balls in the walls mean. And it's like, do you have that much hate and that much time to really get on someone's, you know, Facebook page and just go crazy? Like, that's whacked.
Oh, I had this hater girl, a couple of them after me. And, you know, when Kathy Griffin did the very, you know, controversial thing holding up the bloody... They made Chelsea Handler holding up my bloody head, smiling. And they're like, hashtag delete Juicy Scoop. I'm like, what did I do? Like, I was just like, the amount of time that
Does Chelsea Handler hate you?
I don't know. I mean, we're not talking anymore. We're not asshole buddies. No, we're not anymore. No.
You guys used to be really good friends. You used to be on our show.
I know. Then she did another show. And then we're like housewives. We don't talk during when we're not filming. sure, if that opportunity came up to hang out, we'd be fine. But
so
no.
Should we get Chelsea Handler's face? And
yeah. But I was just like, I saw it. I was like horrified, you know? And I was like, God, it's just amazing. Yeah, like that someone would put that kind of effort into the photoshopping and everything. Good for you. But like, I was just like pretty, it's kind of mortified as I'm just going through my like mentions. I'm like, wah!
Oh my
and
God.
And the photo that they held of my bloody face was like kind of like an obnoxious one, like a big mouth open and then it's just blood.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me ask you something. A big dig in the housewife history is people bragging about still getting their period.
Yeah.
And Nick and Jake being like, you know, you're on menopause. I remember Brandi Glanville kept saying, you're on menopause, you know. And then she went out drunk one night with her tampon string hanging out. I'm like, we got it. You still get the period. Like,
oh, my God. So
Do you brag that you still get your period to any of the older ladies?
I'm 41, so I hope I'm still having...
Right.
Yeah.
But do you think that's something to brag about?
No, because I've had it since I was 12. But
so why brag?
But no, there was Tamara and Shannon, and Shannon's like 54 or something, or like 53 or something, and Tamara's, she's like,
I'm 52! I'm get it right! Kelly died! Yeah. I'm 54!
Yeah. Wait, did Shannon just walk in?
So Tamara goes, you still have your period? And she's like, yes, I do have my period. And then Tamara goes, that's a long-ass period.
She still lactates, too, she told us.
Yeah, remember that she said she still lactated? How weird that was. Yeah.
Ew.
Remember, didn't she squeeze it out or shut it or something?
She's the funniest without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, she's hilarious.
So you love her?
Deep down inside.
That makes me so happy.
Right.
Because, like, as you know.
She's just so funny. I can't help it. Like, I mean, even if I try to hate her, she just makes me laugh. She just makes me laugh.
She told the greatest story to me, and then I made her tell it on my podcast. when she was at SC, we were both in sororities, but at different times because I'm not 52. But so she told me this story about how she had this roommate, and she was convinced that the roommate had, well, had taken her pearls. Okay, these, like, and all these girls, like, everyone wore pearls back then, like, just even with like sweats, like, just to prove that you had like a pair of pearls. So then she
only
went.
Pearl necklace I got was from this fraternity guy.
I was waiting for a pearl necklace joke. You I was just it. Waiting.
Just kidding.
So anyway, she said, she goes, and then it was time for rush. And I was on the other side rushing the girls, and the old roommate came through rush, and she saw the pearls, and she reached out, and she, you can tell if they're real or not by the grittiness in your fingers, and she said, "Nice pearls! I think I remember those from the dorm last year." And I was like, "Oh my god, I loved it!" And she goes, "Oh, I went after, you know, Panalytic came after me." I mean, it was the funniest story. And I'm like, "This," and I'm crying laughing. And she's like, "That's not a funny story." I'm like, "No, it is a funny story. The fact that you like became a detective about your fucking pearls during rush is like amazing."
That's hilarious. The best story that Tamara tells is she was in an airplane, and this drunk guy was right next to her. He's like, "I know you. I know who you are." And she goes, "Oh, you do?" He's like, "Yes, I know who you are." And he was drunk. And he goes, "You are married to that Mark Consuelos. You're Kelly Ripa."
He's like, "Mm-hmm. Yes, thank
I'm
you.
Going with
yes,
it." Yeah, they do kind of look like a similar couple, though. Like she is married to a guy that looks like Mark Consuelos.
Yes.
Everybody, like, Eddie does kind of look like Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
Like a hot Latin.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Just went with it.
Yeah, she just went with it. She
yeah.
I'm Kelly Ripa.
Yeah. That's why I'm in coach next to you.
Exactly. That was business class. Company paid for it.
Yes, that's good.
You say that you still have love for Shannon, though, and you like her as a person, but it's easy to push her buttons? Is it just you see an opportunity and you take it?
Well,
and that's
because
what...
she presses my buttons. And so if you're going to push my buttons, I'm going to go nuclear. Stage 12.
I want an explanation for the end of the episode when we see your face pressed up against the glass.
Oh, yeah, like raspberries. Because I knew those bitches were talking shit down there.
If I distract them.
That was the funniest thing. That made the whole thing. Because you just really, you're drinking all day, you didn't give a shit. And in your defense, like, you didn't know that Shannon was probably having the worst week of her life.
Right, I was like,
you know,
what a
like,
day.
It was only been a couple days of her seeing the health doctor, him giving her that brutal news, to having the Ava party thing happen. So you really hadn't seen her for 6 months. So how did you know that she was, like, at such a, like, a fragile state? You know, you didn't. So
I didn't.
You after drinking on a boat all day.
Yeah.
And you're just doing raspberries and cackle laughing.
Yeah,
just laughing.
Yeah.
Just like a total, you mean, you know?
Yeah. I was blowing something with the window.
Yeah.
Since you do such a good Shannon impersonation, can we do a season one throwback of who?
It was you.
Oh, yeah.
And can I video it for social?
Yeah.
Would you be so offended?
Okay. Wait, so it's my part.
You're saying you're Shannon.
The other guy with who?
Okay, yes, that's right. Okay,
it was you. You were having the affair.
Okay, yeah, okay. Because it was you. My neighbor said it was you.
Who?
You.
Who?
You.
Who?
You. Kelly Dodd. You.
Oh my God! Thank
it was
you.
So thank you. The owl scene is what I like to call it.
I feel like Kelly's starting to sound like an owl right now.
Thank you for indulging us.
Yeah,
that
I mean, where do we go from there?
Yeah,
that
I
was
don't know.
Pretty fantastic.
I think that was pretty much. Anything else you can tell us about the season?
We went to Iceland. Had that little baby on my lap and did not cry.
Baby went to Iceland?
Oh, the baby went to Iceland. Yeah, the
oh
baby
my,
went
to Iceland.
I would love
to have access to
the
baby.
And the
like
new
that.
Girl Peggy does something to Megan,
but not to the baby.
Well, about the baby.
She claims it to be her own, and you have to cut the baby in half to see who the real mother is.
Yes.
You go back Bible style, and Lydia and Lydia knows the passage.
Yeah, so you're going to have to watch that. That gets so juicy.
Right. For our own King Solomon moment.
That's it. Look at you.
Campus
have you been going to Lydia's Bible study?
Yeah. No, I have. I have my own swarovski she crystal bible
yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
Okay,
cool. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This was a blast.
We covered a lot.
Thanks, Kelly and Heather. That was a very fun, enlightening interview. And boy, if you love Heather McDonald as we do, go listen to Juicy Scoop.
So, Roni.
Mexico, it's part three, the final part of the trip.
Part trace.
Yes, sorry. God, I really missed out on that one. I love this episode because it gave me drunk Sonia and drunk Dorinda, but not at the same time.
Right.
I got to spread out my joy.
And drunk Ramona.
Right. I mean
everyone was
here's
drunk.
Why I was confused in this episode is that one minute someone would seem totally fine and, like, in control, and the next they would seem, like, out of their minds drunk. So I don't know if it's just, like, this particular type of tequila they were drinking just gives you that sort of, like... I mean, I don't know. Am I wrong? Like,
no, I think that it was like everyone seemed okay, and then people would be like, but I also think that it's the kind of thing that, like, until you're not okay, you're
because,
okay.
Right, okay.
You know, it's like you can, like, be riding an okay tequila train, and the second it kind of spikes, you're like, whoa!
So for two examples I can think of are Dorinda is the one chasing Sonia around, like, put on a swimsuit, and she's putting, like, the wrong bikini bottoms on her. And, like, Sonia is just showing her it all.
Oh, my God. My favorite was when she was like, it was like putting a bikini on a spaghetti noodle.
Right.
Like...
But that, so, you know, like Dorinda in that moment seems like the one in control. Like, I would trust her to be the designated driver. But then we see her at dinner, like, a couple hours later, and she's bombed.
I think it was the with time comes
right.
drunk.
Right.
Like, I think maybe she had a couple more cocktails, too, getting ready in the room, maybe.
Right.
And then it just, and I think Dorinda's the type of person that... From what I've seen, who knows? But it's like, she's good, she's good, she's good, she's drunk.
Right.
You know, it's 0 to 60.
And then on the reverse of that, Bethany was definitely
wasted.
Feeling it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
In the pool, like, she's having this intense crying, like, conversation with Ramona, where I just wanted to be like, this is why you don't have conversations like this when you're inebriated.
I am so sorry that I did what I did and I hurt you.
It has to stop. You'd be a good friend. Who does that? Who acts like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
But I think it was really good for them. Like, it's embarrassing, I'm
right.
sure, to watch when you're like, oh, my God, I was so emotional and, like, I wasn't in control of myself.
Right.
I loved the moment she was like, when did I get naked?
Yeah.
She just, like, doesn't remember.
Right. And so then she goes to dinner and she's totally fine.
Right. I mean, I think she was still...
Maybe buzzed.
Yeah, I think she definitely... I think that's the thing. It's like they all seemed... Because when you're drunk, most of the time I think you can look okay unless you're, like, totally sloshed.
Right.
And then things happen that, like, you react because you're super drunk.
Right.
Both... I mean, and but of course Dorinda was...
Yeah.
Her classic Dorinda self.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about all of that Dorinda stuff, but do you want to talk about Ramona and Bethany stuff first?
I don't even know what to say. It was really uncomfortable for me to watch.
Really? Oh, I, like, really enjoyed it.
Oh, you did? Like, you felt like it was a really good, sincere moment?
Yeah, because I feel like it really felt like, to me, Ramona realized for the first time that she says things that are mean. Like,
right.
She realized that she is mean sometimes. And I think that she truly doesn't realize that she does it.
Right.
And then she had this realization of, like, oh, my God, I don't even know I'm doing it. Am I bad? Like, does that make me a bad person? And that really made me be like, Ramona doesn't do anything on purpose.
Right.
Even though it's bad and people should check her. And I think that's why it's good that Bethany's in her life to do that.
Yeah. I guess I was more, surprised by Bethany's reaction because... Bethany has before been like, the tears aren't going to work on me, Ramona.
Right.
And then this time it was like she was really affected by them. And I was like, so either that's the tequila talking or, you know, maybe you just really are feeling it in this moment.
Right. And I think it's the first time Ramona has said anything like, yeah, I was mean to you.
Right.
It's like she finally wasn't saying, if I made you feel that
right, right,
way.
Right.
I do say things unedited. I do say things off the cuff, but I do not come from a place of mean. And what I did was mean, and there was really no valid reason for it.
So all that happened. And then we have...
The dinner. Okay. By the way, totally was understanding Dorinda's point at first. Like, Bethany, they're on vacation. Like, we're not going by any sort of, like, itinerary. I mean, yes. Time. Yeah. Right.
I come down thinking I'm gonna be like, oh, sorry, oh my everybody. God, and I'm so crazy. Stop
being crazy. It's vacation time. Vacation time. It's vacation right. time.
But I want to quickly point out that if this moment seems familiar to you, it's because Dorinda had the same blow up, same drunk hand gestures as that vacation in season 7 when they went to, like, what was it, like St. Bart's or St. John?
Thomas, one of those. One of those. A saint.
And she's yelling at Heather Thompson.
Yeah.
So she's wearing the exact same dress, and it's like looking at the exact same moment.
I know.
So.
But I think that it was unfair, controversial opinion maybe.
That's my opinion!
I felt like it was a little unfair for Bethany to act as if Dorinda was the only one in the wrong and she had nothing to do with it. Right. She was sweet as pie. She didn't do anything wrong. When I think she was defensive. I think that she reacted too. And yes, Dorinda was like, oh, you think you're so fancy because of Skinny Girl? Which, like, that obviously is a trigger for Bethany. And she's like, oh, well, you just hate me and you have all this resentment. Which I don't think that's what happened. I think Dorinda just said, like, I see where Dorinda got there. It was like, she's saying that Bethany's acting all high and mighty, that she's perfect. And then she thinks that she's so special because you did this cool Skinny Girl thing and you're all on top of the world. Not a nice thing to say. I don't think that that was good. But I also... It's all the same thread.
Right.
And it's like the meanest thing that you could say in that thread, but I don't think that it came from nowhere, and I don't think that she meant it in a... I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I will say something from the reunion is that Bethany explains why that's a trigger for her, and that was really like a whoa moment, just as like a fan who's been watching.
But that being said, I'm glad Dorinda apologized. I do think it was... mean-spirited, but I don't think that it
you have a nasty side to you.
Right, but, like, that whole thing the next morning, too, like when Bethany was like, oh, is this how you treat your friend? She had just said that was a very dramatic act. As if that's not very nasty to say to someone.
No, I totally... Because Bethany will say over and over, I dish it out, but I think I can take it. And I'm like, I don't think you can, because...
And I think that she's realizing that. She is sensitive. Right. And especially about certain topics.
Yes.
Not that she has no reason to be, because I think she has gone through a lot, is currently going through a lot. But it's like she's so tough and she wants to be tough.
Right.
So it's hard to be vulnerable.
Right.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that being said, I love Bethany.
Oh, me too.
I don't think that...
But you can't psychoanalyze other people if right. you don't want it in return.
Right. But so is next week the finale?
Yeah, next week's the finale.
Say it isn't so.
I know. But then we'll have probably a 3-part reunion. I mean, I don't know, but
I
maybe.
10 parts. Yeah. That's a whole season of reunions. So this week on Shaws of Sunset, some stuff happened.
This episode was a lot. But based on the last section of this episode.
The party.
Right.
The Peace in the Middle East party.
Right. Rachel thought it might be best for the show to speak for itself.
I want to apologize if I offended anyone by saying f*** anybody or anywhere. I was wrong. Here's my view on Iran. The Iranian people, the land, everything that we come from, beautiful. The government, the regime, anything
Thank
that
you.
Has
that's
to
all,
do
with... Didn't I say
with,
that's all I wanted to hear?
I think at the end of the day, the Israel trip is bringing up feelings for everybody, whether it's political, religious, personal. And we all need to respect each other and have a journey where we can all grow from it.
Say what you will about this party, but one of the reasons I love Shaws is that it gives me this perspective on a world that I know nothing about.
Totally.
Oh, I did really quickly want to talk about that there was a Sex and the City reference in this episode, and I was like, episode made for the Daily Dish podcast.
Right.
Because all we do is talk about Sex and the City. And I was so happy that her outfit ended up looking more like the Carrie Bradshaw outfit.
Right, yes. Yeah. We should probably talk about Below Deck, because it was the sloppiest I've ever seen
someone on one of our shows, I think. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Hannah falls multiple times. Like, she almost falls between the boat and the dock.
Right.
And then she's trying to get up on the counter. And, like, I felt like I hurt just watching it happen. Like,
yeah.
It just looked like she was going to be so sore the next day when she falls off that counter, because it's this, like, hard smack.
What do you want from me? Jeez. Oh, God. Woman down. Hannah, you okay?
You all right?
I thought Adam was a little mean about how drunk she was.
He was mean, but also I was, like, respect that he didn't try to sleep with her.
Right. But then it's like he was mean about, like, I'm not going to bed with you.
Oh, right.
It's like as if you would be lucky to.
I know.
Adam.
I was like, who says no to Hannah? She is gorgeous.
But didn't. No. No. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't. No. No. I want to put her to bed and not take her to bed. I think the message has already been made.
We're basically both in love with Hannah because we've, like, seen her in a hallway.
Right.
She's just so beautiful.
So beautiful.
But yeah, I was like, stop being mean. And she, like, is really having your back this episode about,
yes.
like
she's helping me make
stuff.
Malia jealous.
Yeah. Don't be mean.
Okay.
She's, in a way.
So then Malia being so upset about it with Adam, I was like, dude, you're so transparent right now. Why can't Wes see it?
Right. Well, one of my favorite things is when someone says, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But they say, I don't want to talk about whatever it is 15 times. Clearly you want to talk about
right.
it, but you're mentioning it so
right.
many times.
Right.
Which is what Malia did basically all night. Like, I don't want to talk about Adam. I'm done talking about Adam.
Right.
I don't want to talk about Adam. Like, I think you want to talk about Adam.
But Wes, I think, is feeling good. So he's not really even caring at this point about the Adam stuff. He wants to bone Malia.
Right. I can't believe Bobby went into the room.
What are you doing?
I'm about to sleep in my cabin. Have you seen the movement going on in my cabin?
She wearing those stripes.
That's f***ed up. Plain and simple. That is why she got the position.
Do you guys really think this is professional?
Yeah.
You're kicking bugs out of her room. It's real professional.
Bugs sleep in your bed.
Yeah, Basil.
She's a f***ing hypocrite.
I know. It made me mad at Bobby. Let them have sex. Like, come on.
Right. Like, just let it happen. It's already happening.
They're consenting adults. They need the release. Just let them have it.
I know.
And he's like, this is very unprofessional.
Could you imagine? I would be so embarrassed. But in a way, I'm happy that it happened. Because I feel like had it happened, and then Wes is going to see these text messages.
Oh, that's so true.
And then he would just hate himself.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe they're, like, together and happy now.
Yeah. Oh, but by the way, Bobby then goes and makes out with a charter guest.
Oh, my God. I know. I literally wrote down, Bobby, I can't believe you, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you on your high and mighty throne.
Seriously. Oh, I think at that point he was like, well, everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
So who cares? Oh my God, all I have to say is it smells like beautiful ladies.
How are you guys doing? It smells really good in here.
Like a food.
No, it just smells like beautiful ladies.
At this moment, I really would like to do some unprofessional things.
Oh God.
Ugh, it was like, he has no game. Because he's cute and, like, tall.
But something works for him.
I don't know. Maybe it's the, like, aw shucks.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing thing. But it made me, this episode just reminded me that, like, I'm sad that they aren't getting along right now, or based on their last Watch What Happens Live appearance together, they're not getting along, because this could be something they bonded over.
Right.
Both hooking up with a charter
yeah.
guest. I love that she's keeping the narrative of, I pushed him away.
Right.
Which I would totally do, too.
I mean, you don't hook up with a charter guest.
I didn't hook up with him.
You told me you did.
He kissed me and I pushed him off.
Good night. Jason?
Except, yeah, maybe she thought, like, well, cameras weren't in the room. No one will know.
Right. That mic.
That mic.
You got a D-mic like Tom will next
yep.
week.
Yep. Oh.
Spoiler. It's in the next one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the ad is. Okay, good.
Well, I think you guys, we covered it all.
Yeah, I mean, my God, we deserve a medal for how much we covered.
Seriously.
And now you know about our workout routines. Like, we're really...
We're really our souls.
Exactly. We're basically Shannon Bedore.
Right. Oh, so next week we're going to have Shannon Bedore. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it. And while you're subscribing, leave us a freaking review. I mean, some of you have. Thank you.
Does it have to be a freaking one?
Yeah.
And tweet us. We want to know what you're thinking while you're watching the shows, what you think of our podcast. If you're seeing a Bravolub out and about, use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish and the hashtag Blebs. B-L-E-B-S.
She's set on making it happen.
Yeah, obviously. I'm really into it, guys. Please be into it, too.
You can find me on Twitter at Meg Segura.
You can find me at Richie Rob.
See you next week.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.